WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing called life. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of heavy stones? Those are probably those grudges, that resentment, that anger simmering just beneath the surface. We all have them, right? You know that feeling when someone messes up, and instead of letting it go, you keep replaying it in your head like a broken record? Well, let me tell you, holding on to that baggage is way more draining than actually dealing with the situation. It's like trying to run a marathon with weights strapped to your ankles. Today on the Dopamine Fast, we're diving into the power of forgiveness and letting go of resentment. We're not talking about condoning bad behavior or pretending things didn't happen. This is about taking back your own peace, freeing yourself from the emotional chains that are holding you back. Think of it like hitting the refresh button on your mental state, a chance to start fresh and move forward with lightness and clarity. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, Logan. Trust me, I get it. Forgiveness isn't always easy, especially when someone has hurt you deeply. But here's the thing. Holding on to that anger doesn't magically make the other person accountable for their actions. It actually keeps them in your head rent-free, and that's a space you deserve to reclaim. Here are five key takeaways that might just change your perspective. First off, forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about acknowledging the hurt, understanding it, and choosing not to let it define you. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep a wound open and infected, right? Forgiveness is like applying a bandage to that emotional wound, allowing it to heal and move forward. Secondly, forgiveness isn't condoning what happened. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, even the people closest to us. We all have flaws and insecurities. Holding on to anger just reinforces the negative, while forgiveness allows for growth and understanding. Thirdly, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than anyone else. When you forgive, you release that toxic energy and free yourself from its grip. You reclaim your power. Fourth, forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. You don't have to be best friends with someone who has wronged you. Forgiveness is about releasing the bitterness so that you can move on with your life peacefully, regardless of whether or not there's a future relationship. And finally, forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. There will be days when it feels easier than others. Be patient with yourself and remember that every step towards forgiveness is a victory. Ever had someone who hurt you deeply? Maybe a friend betrayed your trust or a loved one broke your heart? Imagine how much lighter you'd feel if you could let go of the anger and resentment. Picture it. You're walking down the street, head held high, a sense of peace radiating from within. No longer are you weighed down by the past. Instead, you're moving forward with purpose and joy. That's the power of forgiveness. It doesn't erase what happened, but it gives you back your control, allowing you to choose happiness over bitterness. Remember, you deserve to be happy. You deserve to live a life free from the shackles of resentment. Take that first step towards forgiveness. It might just be the most liberating thing you ever do. So, my friends, let's take action today. Start by identifying those things weighing you down. Write them in a journal, talk it out with a trusted friend, or even simply acknowledge them to yourself. Then take a deep breath and choose to forgive. Choose peace. Choose happiness. You got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me. What are some ways you've practiced forgiveness in your life? What resonates most with you from today's episode? Head over to our social media channels and let's keep the conversation going. See you tomorrow for another dose of The Dopamine Fast.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.